You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Monday afternoon. We're now joined by Mark Russo. He's at Risk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Mark. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, good afternoon, Todd.
Hey, tell me a little bit about this band of weather that dropped all kinds of snow from Kansas through Chicago. How widespread was that, and how much did we get?
Yeah, well, in general, we saw much of the northern portion of Kansas, as well as in the far southern Nebraska, northern Missouri, southern Iowa, here in the northern Illinois and southern Wisconsin, picking up anywhere from generally 3 to as much as 10 to 12 inches. The area that picked up around a foot of snow is pretty small scale area, or small swath, I should say, that extended from right at the Nebraska-Kansas border, northeastward through the Missouri-Iowa border here into portions of northern Illinois. And so quite a strong system, but very small scale in nature, and hence the small area of a very heavy snowfall. But outside of that, probably the biggest story were the winds, and that was true from the plains all the way here into the Midwest, where we saw many gusts above 50, even a few areas above 60 miles per hour, and then combined with those areas that got snow, quite a winter storm.
Do we change things up very much as we go through the week?
Well, the snow is going to stick around here for a few days because of the cold temperatures that are moving in behind the storm system. In fact, the next several days are going to be colder than normal. However, temperatures then will be warming up over the upcoming weekend. There's going to be another storm system, but it's going to be taking a more of a slower track and further to the north. And that's going to allow actually warmer than normal temperatures to return to the Midwest and help to melt the snow. Now, that's also going to be accompanied by some rain activity, including some heavy rain activity. So there's going to be a risk of flooding here coming up later on this week. But overall, it's still in a generally stormy pattern as we go from now into the early part of December.
Any concerns for South America and the crops that are coming on there?
Yeah, Todd, the outlook for South America continues to look really good, and that's true in Brazil, that's true in Argentina, as well as Uruguay and Paraguay. As we've gone through the past couple of weeks, we've seen dryness be reduced in what was just very, isolated dry pockets, and overall soil moisture is currently adequate to abundant, and more rain is on the way, and an overall lack of heat coming up over the next several weeks, and that will keep South America in good shape from a planting season standpoint.
And finally, I think I saw that parts of Europe remain very dry. Not generally a big deal at this time of year, but they've been dry since last May and could really have an impact on the winter wheat crops there.
Yeah, a lot of the dryness has been concentrated in areas of northern Europe, especially Germany and then portions of France up into the Scandinavian country and the Baltics. That will be improving to some extent over the next couple of weeks as the pattern across Europe, as well as the Black Sea region, very stormy. And for one of the driest areas, namely Germany, they have a really good opportunity for at least 1 inch of rainfall, and primarily rain, not even snow. And that will help improve soil moisture conditions for winter wheat there.
Hey, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Todd.
That, of course, is Mark Russo. He's with Risk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois. I'm Todd Gleason.